Chapter 16. In other words, in most cases when an unfamiliar doctrine is being taught, the chances for misunderstanding abound. The following discussion deals with a few of the misunderstandings you likely will face if you begin to teach this doctrine to those who have not yet accepted its message. What the doctrine of non-accumulation does not say. It does not say we have the right to be lazy. If that is a problem, it's time to read and obey Proverbs 6:6 and Ephesians 4:28. It doesn't say we have a right to waste money. Some individuals have been frugally putting money into savings for years under the impression that it was good Christian stewardship to do so. The doctrine of non-accumulation doesn't release them to go out and squander this hard-earned money on luxurious living. Rather, it calls them to reinvest it in a new place, namely, heaven, by giving to the poor. It doesn't say we have a right to be irresponsible with our finances. If we have made financial commitments, then we need to abide by those commitments. As Christians, we ought to do our very best to pay our bills on time, pay back loans in the manner agreed to, and pay our taxes as the government requires. To do any less would be a disgrace to the body of Christ. See Romans 13:7-8. It doesn't say we have a right to judge others. We have a duty to preach and practice this doctrine to the best of our ability, but we do not have the right to scrutinize the assets and lifestyles of everyone around us and decide where they fall short in applying this doctrine. It doesn't say we have a right to flaunt our giving. Jesus clearly told us in Matthew 6:1 not to give alms for the purpose of receiving praise from men. If this is our motivation, he said we will forfeit the reward that God himself wants to give us. If we give in secret, however, with no thought of who will notice, then God will reward us openly. And it doesn't prohibit the earning of money, even a lot of money. John Wesley, who strongly believed in the doctrine of non-accumulation, taught this three-point outline for the management of material things. 1. Earn all you can, without compromising other duties. 2. Save all you can, as in reduce personal spending. And 3. Give all you can, put it to use as soon as possible in Christ's kingdom. Here is also a list of things that the doctrine of non-accumulation does teach. Essentially, these are alternative ways to articulate the doctrine itself. Although they are worded differently from the definition of the doctrine given in chapter 2, as you consider these statements, you will realize that they are saying pretty much the same thing. What the doctrine of non-accumulation does say. It says we must not make investments on this earth. It says we must give as much as we can, as soon as we can. It says if our needs are being supplied, we must not try to increase the amount of earthly assets we own. It says if we own more than we need, we actually are to decrease our earthly assets through our giving. It says we should love our neighbors as ourselves. Matthew 22:39. It says we should do to others as we would want them to do to us. Luke 6:31 and Matthew 7. It says we should seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. It says we cannot have God's love in our hearts if we keep more than we need for ourselves while there are others in this world with less than they need. 1 John 3:17. It says we are to do good unto all men as we have opportunity, not less than our opportunity. Galatians 6:10.